It's your sincerity, efforts, and love that made the narcissist you were with seem so extraordinary and special, when in reality they were not even ordinary. Why, you may ask? Because what did they bring to the table? They just kept taking from you and you kept giving. You were dedicated to the relationship. You believed their words. You were loyal. You never wanted to give up on them. That's why you kept giving them chances. And what did they do? They kept taking those chances without changing, and they never reciprocated anything back. They never gave anything back. They did the opposite. They gave you abuse. They gave you pain. They gave you trauma. That's why I say they were less than ordinary, because ordinary, non-narcissistic people who are not in love with you would not do this kind of damage to you. Once that switch flips and the light bulb goes on, you see the narcissist for who they are. And once you do, your devotion towards them changes into disgust, because you see how ugly they are emotionally. All of this is what we are going to talk about in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Today in this episode, we're going to talk about it's your love that made the narcissist seem so extraordinary. If that sounds interesting and you're eager to learn more about all of this, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because as I always say and request, your subscription to the channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse.
When you fall out of love with a narcissist, when you see them for who they are, you realize they're just an ordinary person. What does that mean? It just means that all the good things that you saw in them were just the qualities you attributed out of your love. They were not that smart. They were not that beautiful. They were not that kind or whatever. It was your trauma bonding. It was your cognitive dissonance that lied to you. You loved them so much that they, in your head, became the best person ever. But once that detachment happens, once you extract them out of your soul and throw them out, you see how ugly of a person they are emotionally, and how shell of a human being they actually are. You recognize the evil in them, and at that moment you feel totally disgusted.
Let's begin with the ending. You feel disgusted by them because you see them for who they are, and once you do, you realize there's nothing good in them. There's nothing good to them. All those qualities that you thought they had were attributed by you to them. They initially made it seem like they're kind, considerate, compassionate, giving, present, attuned, charming, social, whatever it was for you. And they gave you that idea in the beginning. It was just an idea, not their reality. All the positive things were then attributed by your mind to them, which is what we call reverse projection. Reverse projection happens when a survivor of narcissistic abuse attributes the same personality qualities to the other person, in this case, the narcissist, that they themselves have, all the good qualities, such as being compassionate, being empathetic, understanding, kind, giving, forgiving, all of those things that you know you are known for. Why do we do that? Because we think everybody is like that, or we think that is how this world operates. It's fair. Everybody is going to be compassionate because you are going to be compassionate towards them. They'll reciprocate it. This reverse projection is what is taken advantage of because it fogs your judgment. You're not able to see through the narcissist's actions, their behavior, and you generally step into denial and start justifying their behavior because these rose-tinted glosses, metaphorically speaking, of the reverse projection color everything pink. And you think, oh, maybe this, oh, maybe that, but I know deep down he or she is not that bad. Deep down, he or she's really soft. He doesn't mean that. Probably it was because of work. All of this confusion is made worse by cognitive dissonance and trauma bonding. Cognitive dissonance is essentially created by the paradoxical and dichotomous nature of the narcissistic relationship. In simple words, the narcissist, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde behavior confuses you to your core, and you do not know who you're dealing with, which reinforces the reverse projection, and you see them always through these rose tinted, these pink glasses that completely change their personality, at least in your head. So this is unconscious self-gaslighting. You're not doing it intentionally to yourself, or it's not like you're seeing things and still settling for them. It just happens because the nature of the relational dynamics is pretty complex. What you also need to understand is that reverse projection is a lot different than the projection narcissists do. Narcissists project all their bad qualities on you, while as you reverse project all of your good qualities on them. How can you be a narcissist? I'm pointing that out because many survivors punish themselves, constantly blame themselves and think, how did I allow all of that to happen? Maybe I'm a narcissist as well. Well, you're not. You projected not your bad stuff, but all of your good stuff, assuming that they are a person like you, a good person, because they fake normalcy so well and they are manipulative, and they made you believe that they truly are a nice person to be connected to. The point of all of this is, it's your love, your affection, your compassion, all of the things that you want to believe in the narcissist, that you want to believe about the relationship, that make it so special to you, that make it seem so extraordinary to you, because you truly value this person, you value this relationship. You don't want to lose them. You don't want to lose those efforts. You don't want to believe that there is no hope, that it is a dead end. You don't want to believe that this is nothing, you're wasting your time, and you have wasted all the things that you have done in the past for this person or for this relationship. You don't want to believe that the promised future is never going to become your reality, because it's extremely painful to believe all of that. So naturally, what do? You stay in denial. Once the switch flips and that cognitive dissonance fades after you go no contact and you step back, you step away from the narcissist, you start realizing how each and every memory, good or bad, was tainted by their abuse. There was something always going on. You never had that stability. Basically, you realize that you were with a person who you never knew. You never fell in love with this version of theirs. You fell in love with an entirely different version, but you were scammed by a con artist. They became their real self after establishing control, after putting a spell on you. And once you wake up, you feel nauseated. I mean, literally, some people feel nauseated as they realize, as they see what kind of person they were with. Some people even say, what did I see in him or her? What did I see in him or her? I mean, I'm reenacting what I get to see sometimes, because they're disgusted. They're disgusted by the fact that they were with a scumbag who had nothing to offer, nothing at all. Quite early on, the same people say, he or she is really intelligent, really charming. He knows how to make people laugh. He's a good sense of humor. She knows how to make people comfortable. She knows how to love you. Basically, that love is smothering. Later on, the same people recognize all of that nothing as nothing but a facade. And when they do, they're taken aback by the fakeness of it all. They feel compelled to call the narcissist a clown and all their activities clownish, because there is no better word. He or she is always putting on a show. It's their own circus, and they think everybody's laughing, everybody's giving them attention, when in reality, they're making a big fool out of themselves by being someone entirely different than who they are in reality. Did you also go through the phase of feeling disgusted by the narcissist nature once that switch flipped and the light bulb went on and you saw them for who they are? If yes, drop your experiences in the comments below, and who knows, you may end up helping many survivors. They may resonate with your experiences and find them healing. In fact, I did a post on this yesterday, which I'm going to read to you right now. A day arrives in the life of every survivor of narcissistic abuse, when a switch is flipped and they see the narcissist for who they truly are. It is not the advice of family or friends that prompts you to leave, but rather the final violation by the narcissist, the last straw that leaves you feeling utterly disgusted, never wanting to return or have anything to do with them ever again. It's hard to believe the same person who is thinking, oh, I'm going to die without them, now doesn't even want to look at them. They feel nauseated. They feel so triggered by their presence because they know who they are. Can you believe such a shift? It's very important to understand how strong this addiction and trauma bonding is and how that changes your perception, completely alters it, because they become the source of your regulation and you depend on them for feeling calm. That's the only thing. If you're able to shift the dynamics, if you're able to self-regulate, and when you do so after removing yourself from the situation, that perception changes, the alteration changes, your brain allows you to see them for who they are, and that is the biggest nightmare of the narcissist. Why the biggest nightmare? Because the narcissist always wants to maintain his or her hold over you. Yes, many of them discard their old supplies. That's a different case. But in the cases where they don't want to lose you or are not ready to lose you yet, they keep intermittently reinforcing the trauma bond through conditioning you, through giving you little breadcrumbs here and there sporadically in bits and pieces to keep you hooked and attached. Because if they don't do that, if they act as the person they really are, then you'll lose that attachment and you'll see them for who they are. This is strategic. That's why I say they know what they are doing. It's not their delusion. It's not pure unconsciousness. They are aware of it. That's why I also advise friends and family of narcissistic abuse survivors that your advice is not going to work. The narcissistic abuse survivor will move out of the situation, will properly go no contact only when they are ready to do so. You can't get mad on them. You can't be angry. You just have to hold space because it's not even in their hands. Their brain has to trigger that change. So in conclusion, we can say there's nothing special to the narcissist. They're not even ordinary because they have nothing to offer. They bring nothing to the table. It's only you who does everything for them. You put in those efforts and you do the reverse projection unconsciously. Most of us do that, and that works because the other person does that as well. In this case, it does not. It gets taken advantage of. And the cognitive dissonance plus trauma bonding make everything worse. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. I hope you found it insightful. If you did, let me know in the comments. And I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.